In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Common Prayer. I'm actually out here on the beach at Lake Tahoe. And I was sitting here relaxing and just kind of communing with God. And I thought, man, wouldn't this be a great thing for other people to hear? I know it's not quite the same seeing the lake and all that kind of thing, but you can hear the water. And we'll have that during our silence time. But as we get going here, I just want to ask you, how are you doing with your rest? Not necessarily just sleep, although I think that's a big part of it. How are you doing with your rest? You're taking time, making time to just relax and rest in the Lord. And as I sit here after a restful weekend, and I look through some of the scriptures that we have today in our lectionary, it's awesome because this verse out of Hebrews talks a lot about God's Sabbath, and God actually put this in our rhythm because He wants us to rest. He wants us to be rested in Him. And so we're going to take a few minutes. You're probably going to hear some waves in the background. You're going to hear probably some kids having fun in the background, and hopefully that's all part of it for you and not too much of a distraction. But let's start and just have a moment of silence, and we'll come back to our scripture. So this passage is out of Hebrews. This is Hebrews chapter 4. And the title of this is A Sabbath Rest for the People of God. It says, therefore, since the promise of entering His rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we have also had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we have believed, enter that rest, just as God has said. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet His works have been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere He has spoken about the seventh day in these words, on the seventh day God rested from all His works. And again, in the passage above, He says, they shall never enter my rest. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This He did when a long time later He spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rests, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest day for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His. So let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. I love this. This acknowledges the tension that we all know. For a lot of us, it is very hard to rest. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. But I think it's so important. It can't be overstated how important it is to be able to rest in God. It's a reset. There's so many benefits that we don't even see when we do it. And the more we try to do it, the more we realize how busy we are. In fact, it's a lot like diet. You know, you don't realize how unhealthy your diet is until you try to restrict it. until you try to eat better. And I'm on this diet plan right now where it's pretty restrictive, and it's kind of resetting the way that I look at food. And I'm realizing over the last couple of weeks that I actually have to reorient my life, my habits and my practices, if I want to interact with food in a healthy way. And I'm noticing my bad habits and that kind of thing. So I think this is the same thing. When you start trying to put rest into your life, when you start introducing that and fighting for it, you're going to catch a lot of resistance from your habits and your life rhythms. And you'll find that in order to properly put a Sabbath day in your life, you're going to have to completely reorient everything. But I guarantee you, you will not regret it. I love this first part. It says, his works have been finished since the creation of the world. That to me, it puts things in such perspective. We're so worried about what's coming next. We're so worried about being prepared for the next thing. And certainly that doesn't necessarily come from a bad place. But when you put it all in context, his works have been finished since the creation of the world. God's done. It's already been worked. So all we have to do is follow along with his plan and enter into his rest. So this morning, as we sit before God, as we stand before, maybe you're driving, whatever it might look like for you, I'm going to ask you to just take a few moments here and ask yourself, how am I doing on rest? Am I making time? What has my last week looked like? Do I have any plan today to rest in him? Just take a moment. Maybe if you're anything like me, you're realizing that there are a lot of things on your brain. And my wife and I talk about this all the time, that how do we calm our brain when we hit our pillow, when we finally do actually want to physically rest our minds, and you start thinking over and over and over again about those things that you need to get done, or the things maybe that are giving you anxiety, the things that you're worried about. And I'm just going to take a moment here. I want you to bring those things up right now. Collect them all as if you were trying to rest. Collect them all and bring them in front of God and say, God, would you help me with these? Would you help me reorient my life? Prioritize these in the way that they need to prioritize, and bring God into each one of these little details. Lastly, I just want you to consider, what do you need to start in order to start finding rest in your life? There's a good chance that if you want to create this for you and for your family or for those that you love, that there's going to need to be some kind of a sacrifice. And it might look like you needing to start some kind of new rhythm. Maybe you need to build in a habit. Maybe there's a certain time in your day that you can protect to find this. Maybe there's a day of the week, which is what this passage is saying, that you can shut your whole family down a little bit. Maybe you shut all the technology down. Maybe you all the activities and that kind of thing, and you just spend time with your family, resting, relaxing, doing life-giving things. So what is it that you need to start? Or maybe there's something that's getting in the way. Maybe you're so busy. Maybe your schedule is so crammed. There's so many things that need to get done, that you need to accomplish, that you don't possibly have any time. You can't see a way you could make time. What is it that you need to stop? What is it that you need to let go of? So think about that for a minute or so. So I think this is really important. What might you start, or what do you need to stop? in order to bring Sabbath into your life. So God, as we seek you today, would you help us quiet our minds? And as we seek you with this week, with our months and our years, Lord, would you help us build in this rhythm that you call us to? Would you help us find your rest, the rest that lasts forever? In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.